Unit 3. Listening. Exercises 1B and 2.
Good morning, Brighton Academy. How can I help you?
Good morning. I was phoning for some information about your school.
Okay, sure. What would you like to know?
Well, first of all, can you tell me something about where the school is?
Okay, sure. Well, we're located in the centre of Brighton, a short walk from the shops and the bus station.
And can you tell me something about Brighton itself?
Yes, of course. Well, it's a medium-sized town on the south coast of England. We have some of the best weather in the UK. There's a couple of theatres, two or three cinemas, and lots of shops in town. We've also got some great beaches.
Okay. What about the courses on offer?
Well, we have various different types of course. We have general English, naturally. Then there's a specific exam preparation course. Business English, although that is more suited to business executives. You're not a businessman, are you?
No way.
And of course there's the young learners course. Oh, but I think that'll be a bit too young for you. You're not under 10, are you?
No, I'm actually 17.
Oh. Well, we also have online English and a survival English course, especially for tourists. So, what type of course are you interested in?
Well, I'm preparing to go to university in Spain and I want to improve my English.
Okay, well, our general English course will probably be best, but if you decide to enrol, they'll ask you to do a level test to put you in the right class.
All the teachers are native speakers, right?
Of course.
And how long are the courses?
Most students sign up for 2 to 3 weeks in the summer, sometimes a month. It's up to you, but the minimum is a week.
How many students are in the class?
Well, the maximum number of students per group is 12.
I see. And how many hours of classes are there per day?
Well, there are 3 hours in the morning, 2 with your main class teacher and 1 with another teacher. And then after lunch, we have optional conversation classes from 2 to 3:30.
What about social activities? Do you have anything like that?
Certainly. We have a social organiser who puts together a daily programme of sporting and cultural activities. And there are guided tours every weekend to places like London and Oxford.
Okay. I also wanted to know about different types of accommodation. What options are there for that?
Well, most teenagers stay with host families on their first visit. We also offer places in the Hall of Residence at Brighton University, or you can organise your own accommodation independently. It's up to you, really, but I'd recommend you stay with a host family.
Okay. So, finally, what do I have to do to book a course?
The easiest thing is to go onto our website. That's www.brightonacademyofenglish.com. That's all together, all lowercase. And there you've got full information about course dates and prices, and there's an online registration form.
That's fantastic. Great. Thanks very much for your help.
No problem.
Sorry, what's your name?
I'm Margaret Duncan. I'm the school receptionist.
Okay. Well, thanks again. Bye.
Goodbye.